change positions of our seats. We got to do something. But, hey.
Big week for Bomber Sports here, Brad.
Big week for Bomber Sports coming up tomorrow after the morning news around 7:30. If you want to listen to Classic Hits 101.7, there's going to be a basketball, Mountain Home Basketball Bomber preview. Interviews with Coach Dale Leonard and Coach Josh Fulcher previewing their season coming up. Hey, me and Maddie McDaddy, you're going to hit the road on Monday night. The Mountain Home Bomber girls are going to kick off their season against Mayflower in the Jake Gray Invitational over in Valley Springs. So that'll be on Monday night. They will also turn around and play Wednesday in that and Saturday as well. So Mountain Home girls have three games next week. The Mountain Home boys, as we're looking to try to find somebody to bring you that game from Memphis, they will be kicking off their season at the FedEx Forum next Friday night.
Bomber youth football will be playing tomorrow in the Harrison tournament, actually tomorrow and Sunday.
That is awesome. Isn't that so awesome? This is their final year.
Fourth, fifth, and sixth grade.
So all of this is going to be going down, and we will be bringing you, it looks like, a playoff game from somewhere. That's yet to be determined as we start this second half here. Greenbrier's up 21-7. They will receive the ball in this second half as Mountain Home will be kicking. They will be going right to left during this quarter. Greenbrier will be going left to right. And
it's all going to come down to this 24 minutes.
It's 24 minutes of football to see where we're going next week. We've got to do an update score. We did say that Christian was up on Greenwood. They did find some late-night points at halftime. Greenwood comes up 35. They're actually leading 35-24 over Little Rock Christian. We said 21-24, but it was mistaken. It is actually 35-24. So Mountain Home set to take this second half kickoff, kick it off to Greenbrier. Kelso is going to approach the ball. He is going to kick that ball high, and it's going to be down the field. Greenbrier is going to field it at the 12-yard line. He's going to fumble the ball. He's going to pick it up, and it's going to be a broken play, and Mountain Home is going to be on him as he brings the ball out to the 24-yard line. That is where Greenbrier will start this second half of play. First and 10 at the 24.
He bobbled it right there, and we got a little excited. He was able to scoop it up and just take off.
He was. Sometimes those busted plays turn into big plays. I kind of held my breath after he picked it up a little bit. I'm trying to sit down, Tobias. I don't know how I'll be able to do.
If I got to get my blood pressure down, Mayor. I'm going to stroke out over here.
You know, we talked about the officiating was not great. Mountain Home play was not great. That's probably where some of the frustration comes from on that. Still, it's not fair. It's not fun to watch calls go against you, but let's see if the coaches got to the officials' ear a little bit here at halftime. Richardson's going to start this half at quarterback. He's going to take the snap. He's going to pull it from his receiver or from his running back. He's going to throw it out to his receiver left, and Mountain Home is right there. Barrett Miller and Jacob Chenoweth on the tackle after a 3-yard pass play, bringing up second down as they move to the 27-yard line.
Great team tackle there, and hit us up in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. Tell us where you're watching from. Show your Bomber pride.
Second down and 7 from the 27-yard line. The start of the second half here. Mountain Home's going to go the 4-man front on defense this time. Richardson's going to go back to snap. He's going to elude one defender. He's going to dance around. Mountain Home is going to be able to snow him under. Finally, as Noah Grininger raises his arms like we finally got something done. And here he is raising his arms like finally we're able to bring this guy down. Richardson, he's a little slippery back there in the back.
He is. He's out there. You just got to wrap up on him. You know, you don't want to squeeze the Charmin.
He's like that little bear on the little commercial, like, don't squeeze the Charmin, right? He's out there just kind of dancing around, but Mountain Home is able to get to him. Going to bring up third down and 11 at the 23-yard line.
Bomber Nation's pumped up. The booth is rattling.
The booth is rattling. Bomber fans trying to get this team hype. Everything's on the line here for the fourth or fifth seed here in the 6A West. Richardson. 5 left on the play clock. Going to take the snap. Mountain Home's going to get pressure on him. He has nowhere to go. Setzer's going to make him roll out to his left. He's going to throw across the middle. The ball hit the ground. The ball, it did hit the ground, and they are going to say incomplete pass. This side official was going to come mark the ball, but the official in the middle did see the ball snapped on the ground. If they called that a catch, I was really going to lose it.
You would have went out the window.
I was about to come up. Bomber defense comes out and does exactly what they need to do.
That's in the house here, Brad. That's in the house. That's in every player you got after that punter here.
One thing you have to watch out for, their punter is Kane Griffin, their extra quarterback. He snaps the ball and he catches it. It is not a great kick. The ball is going to take a Greenbrier bounce as it bounces into Mountain Home territory here. It is going to be touchdown at the 45-yard line. Mountain Home will take over first and 10 at the 45. Looks like we got a little pep in their step right here from Mountain Home.
They do. They're fired up coming out. Tonight's game brought to you by Village Carpet Shop, proud supporter of Bombers football. Village Carpet is a premier provider of quality flooring and professional installation in the Mountain Home area.
The hat's working, T. The hat's working.
I know, baby.
I'm sitting down.
Trust
here
the
we
hat.
Go. Trust the hat. Stay where you are. If you're sitting where you are, let's see if Mountain Home can get a quick rally here on offense. Their defense did what they needed to do. Cade's going to be in shotgun. He's going to have Hubbard to his left.
Offsides.
He is going to snap. He's going to try to draw him offsides. Greenbrier jumps, but he didn't get too far enough. He's going to move Hubbard out to the outside. They're going to throw the ball. Quick pass out to Hubbard. Get him to the left. He's going to have blockers in front of him. He's going to make a mess. He's going to go down the side. He is going to run all through. Mountain Home is going to go all the way as Hubbard runs into the end zone. Touchdown, Bombers! 55-yard pass and catch as Cade Yates put Hubbard out into the flat. Quick pass and catch. Hubbard made a man miss and did the rest as he scampers. 55 yards for the touchdown. Mountain Home 21-13 as we are set to kick this extra point.
And like that, Bomber Nation is on their feet and the momentum has shifted.
Stay where you are, folks. Don't move. Found Feather snap back. The kick is up. The hold is down. The kick is good. 21-14, 9:54 left here in the third quarter. Mountain Home answers in this second half. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers!
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's team of over 2,000 employees has one mission: deliver reliable, affordable, responsible power to 1.2 million members across Arkansas. But closings of baseload power plants across America are making this tougher and tougher. We believe in intermittent resources like wind and solar, but the sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow. A balance of power game plan that includes every energy resource is a must to keep that Friday night lights bright. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
Hey, life in the press box tonight is Mountain Home answers on a one-play, 55-yard catch and pass from Cade Yates to Chris Hubbard as Mountain Home set to kick off. It is going to be a pooch kick. It's going to be fair caught at the 28-yard line. Great job there by Kelso, kicking that ball high to where only Greenbrier could get it, right at their sideline. Greenbrier is going to take over first and 10 at the 28.
Tonight's game brought to you by Centennial Bank. The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as the Centennial Bank is committed to their customers.
I say he caught it at the 28. They're going to move it to the 29 in the theme of the night.
Well, as we've said before, math is hard.
That is right. It is real hard. Mountain Home's defense was able to go. They went to a 4-front. That's something I've seen them change a little bit. They went to the 4-3, see if they can contain the quarterback yet. Richardson's going to be in the shotgun. He's going to have twins to his right. His running back's going to be to his right side. He's going to snap the ball. He's going to hand it off to his running back. Mountain Home, not able to bring Hassan down as we hit him two or three times and have him in the backfield, and he just slips out of our hands. He's able to scamper out past the 35-yard line to the 37 on an 8-yard gain, second down and two.
He's tough to bring down. I mean, he just bounces off of defenders. He's a pretty good runner.
We're getting initial penetration back there and grabbing a hold of him, just not able to bring him down in the backfield. Second down and two at the 37-yard line. Greenbrier is going to take the snap. Richardson's going to look. Quick pass out to his left. It's going to be a wide receiver screen. Mountain Home is going to try to pursue. He's going to cross the 45 into the 50 into Mountain Home territory. As he gets out to the 40, down inside the 40, gets brought down finally at the 39-yard line. Going to be Ty Hannaford out there on the tackle. Going to bring a first down as Greenbrier moves the ball into Mountain Home territory out to the 39-yard line.
You definitely don't want to let Greenbrier answer here.
You know, Greenbrier now is going to make an adjustment. They're going to make quick passes to the outside as Mountain Home has a four-man front. It's going to be a jet sweep to the right. We're going to catch the ball. He's going to get outside the right side. He's going to make some Mountain Home men miss. As he gets around the corner, he's going to get down to the 32-yard line.
Chenoweth caught up with him, brought him down there.
Chenoweth did bring him down. It's going to be, after, though, a 7-yard gain. Going to bring up second down and three at the 32-yard line. 8:43 left here on the clock in this third quarter. Greenbrier looking to answer the score that Mountain Home. Mountain Home's defense looking to try to get off this field and give our offense back the ball.
Richardson
is going to take the snap. He's going to have two Mountain Home men. He's going to fall. He's going to throw the ball away. No, he had a receiver out there.
Oh, that's intentional grounding. No.
The ball never got past the line of scrimmage.
He's still between the tackles there. I mean, that's not a catchable ball.
The ball has to get past the line of scrimmage.
And it is.
Flag.
We finally
get a call. So here's the call. He did have a receiver out there. Ahsan was out there, but the ball did not get past the line of scrimmage. That is going to be intentional grounding from Richardson. We finally got our hands on him, made him fall down. It is out at the 41-yard line. The officials are going to talk here a little bit. I don't know if Greenbrier's over there trying to plead their case, saying he was trying to throw the screen pass there. Now they're going to point at him and say he was there.
Oh. Let's look here on the replay if you're watching the video.
I did see Ahsan there. Let's see what the call is.
Look over here. Look on the right-hand side there. See?
He is there. Ahsan's right there. He threw it over the head of Ahsan. It is going to be intentional grounding. Their coach is going to lose his mind over there. I say that he might have a right to. I think the only thing they're going to maybe call is the ball did not get past the initial line of scrimmage. That is going to be a 5-yard, 10-yard spot, loss of down, and a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. So that's going to push the ball back to the 46-yard line. So I guess it's a 5-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. But a bit more importantly, it's going to bring up third down and call it 17. Third down and 17. Mountain Home's defense. You know, Richardson has been able to run out there for a lot, and finally we're able to get a shoestring tackle on him, knock him down, and cause him to make a penalty. Let's see if the mistakes are going to go Greenbrier's way the second half here.
They're going to let him air it out again here.
They are. Mountain Home needs to get some pressure here. We went back to a 3-man front with coverage right here. Snap is going to be back to Richardson. Richardson is going to be looking. Dover is there. It's going to be a hole. And Dover's got him down. Dover got held, and he got the quarterback down at the same time. That is what your defense, All-State defensive end, is supposed to do right there.
Fighting through adversity, like we've been saying all night. They've been wrapped up on him, and Whitehout caught it that time.
I mean, Dover had his man beat, was about to de-cleat the quarterback. The offensive lineman basically grabbed Dover from behind and pulled him down. That is what you like to see with Robert Dover right there.
He might have saved his quarterback's life in the process. You got Robert Dover full tilt boogie at you. That could hurt.
They called a personal foul there, it looks like. I don't know if Mountain Home is going to push it back even more.
We call this a fourth and a country mile.
Fourth in the Mountain Home. Did we accept the penalty? We should decline the penalty. Yeah, that's what the officials are now talking here. I think the ref didn't know what to do when he calls a penalty on Greenbrier. He's just going to go ahead and assume we want to accept it because it's the one we've had called. But Mountain Home should take the sack and decline the penalty.
Massive confusion.
Football's a hard game.
I'm telling you, we need an explanation.
Dover was able to get the sack, so it brought the quarterback down. Mountain Home should have the option here to decline that penalty, which we're going to, which would bring up fourth down in like 24. As Coach Airy talks, the official now is getting things straight right here.
Well, whatever adjustments they made at halftime, you've seen the increase in pressure there, and they've definitely forced some throws there.
Yeah. So the ball's going to be down at the 45-yard line of Greenbrier. Mountain Home is going to force a punt right here. Fourth down and
– so you set up the return here? Or
23.
You
I think you set up the return.
Yeah.
You got Barrett Miller back there. He can change the game with one catch right here. 8:19 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home trailing 21-14. But Uncle Mo is all on our side, and I'm standing up, and I don't need to be. And Tobias, you are too.
Oh,
we need to be sitting back down. Keep our mojo going as it is. And now the officials are going to talk a little bit more. Still don't know what we're talking about.
I just want to make sure it's accurate.
Okay, I agree with that. No, I think you set the return 100%. Barrett Miller can change this game with one catch right here. You know, he's only 3 or 5 yards past the initial first down.
We have a lot of room there on that right side. Oh,
the
we bobbled
back. He bobbled the ball. The kick is away, and the kick is a low liner, and Barrett's going to let it bounce. It's going to take a Greenbrier bounce down into the 6-yard line. the 7-yard line. That is where Mountain Home will take over, but our defense did a job to get off the field.
You know, Barrett threw his hands up there as he was walking off the field, but I'm telling you, he made the right call there. Had he picked that up, they would have tattooed him, or we could have lost the ball. I think that's the right play there, even though it doesn't give you the best field position.
You'd love to see being able to come catch it in the air, but it's such a low liner that you can't do it. You got to let it bounce, and you just got to say, hey, we're going to take the ball, and we're going to try to go score. 8:06 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home second possession of this third quarter. We're going to take over the ball, first down and 10 at the 7-yard line, deep in our own territory. Let's see what adjustments our offense made. The last play we saw was a good one for us. Yates is going to be in the shotgun. He's going to take a snap. It's going to be Hubbard on the inside. Hubbard's going to get around the right side. He is going to be tackled after a minimal gain. They're going to say one, going to bring up second down and 9 as he gets to the 8-yard line.
I don't know why we can't figure out how to seal that outside guy. It's like he's roaming free there.
Yeah, he's getting off his block. He's doing a really good job getting off his block right there. He's kind of getting his hands inside and shucking and going, just like what you teach your defensive lineman to do. Yates in the shotgun. Going to take the snap. We brought in extra offensive linemen here. Going to try to run. Hubbard's going to go. He's going to cut back to the right. He's going to go left initially, cut back to the right, run over a man as he gets out to the 16-yard line. Going to bring up third down and 1 as the chain gang's moving, but they don't need to move. Oh, it is a first down. They did. Okay. Yates is going to take a snap. Mountain Home going quick. Going to be Hubbard on the inside. Hubbard's going to put his head down and drive 5 defenders for Greenbrier out to the 23-yard line. Look at what Mountain Home's done. We only got 2 receivers in the routes right now. Everybody else on the offensive line. Looks like we're going to try to just run the ball up the middle.
Put him on the
Yates
line. Let's
take the snap. Now he's looking to pass as soon as I say that. Going to take a slant and go. He's going to try to do a little stop and go for Jet. The defensive back did not bite. Cade did the right thing and just threw the ball away. Tried to back shoulder throw to Jet. It was only where Jet could get it, and he was unable to get it. I don't know why we're at third down. Oh, yeah, it's going to be 3rd down and 3. I'm sorry. 3rd down and 3 after the incomplete pass from the – we're going to have it at the 23-yard line. Cade's going to take the snap. Going to hand it off to Hubbard. Hubbard's going to be patient. He's going to dive forward. He's going to fall forward to the 26-yard line. It's going to be 4th down and short, it looks like. They're going to mark him just shy of the first down. Decision
time
right
here. I wish I could see that stick better over there on the side.
Decision time for Mountain Home.
Sure looks like it's very
close. Corwin Morris is pointing, let's go. And they drop their head as Coach Aries says, nope, we're going to punt the ball. Punt team going to be out there. 4th down and short. Mountain Home looks like they're going to punt. Greenbrier's defense did their job to stop Hubbard just shy of the first down.
Better hustle. 7 seconds left on the play clock. It's ticking.
Brantley back. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds left. Going to bring a man in motion. Going to snap the ball right as the play clock goes down. Brantley's going to catch it, and he's going to boom a pick. A punt. It's going to go to the right side. It's going to take a Mountain Home bounce at the 40. It's going to bounce inside the 35 and be down at the 34-yard line. That's where Greenbrier's offense will take over. I like the call there by Coach. Trust your defense. They're kind of hot right now.
They've been playing really strong in the second half so far. I think you're right. That's definitely the right call there.
If you give the ball up, you're basically giving points to Greenbrier right there. It's a 1-score game right now. Let's make them earn it, go the length of the field to try to get a score.
Tonight's game brought to you by White River Materials for all your concrete and limestone needs. Give White River Materials a call today.
Greenbrier going to set up first down. 1st down and 10 at the 34-yard line. Richardson in at quarterback. Hassan's going to be flanked to his left side. Richardson's going to take the snap. He's going to put it in the belly of Hassan. Hassan's going to get some room, but Mountain Home is right there to snow him under after a 2-yard gain. Great job by Caden Del Soto. They're trying to run behind big number 72, Josh Thomas, 6'6", 270, like the Jolly Green Giant over there. Ho, ho, ho,
Green Giant.
Big number 72 over there. Going to be a 2-yard gain. Going to bring up 2nd down and 8 at the 36-yard line. Richardson going to be in the – he's going to bring his running back in motion. He's going to bring him to the right. He's going to take snaps. He's going to be quarterback keeper all the way. He's going to put his head down. He's going to bully out across the 40 to the 41-yard line. 3rd down and 3. Mountain Home's defense here needing to get a big stop to see if we can get off the field and give our offense the ball with some good field position.
Big 3rd down here.
Aaron Martin coming in to try to clog up that middle. 3rd down and 3 is here's the press box shaking again. Mountain Home's fans stomping their feet, trying to get this defense up. Richardson trying to draw us off sides, unable to do so. looks over at the sideline. Now he's directing his offensive line, brings his big tight end in motion to the right side. Richardson going to take a snap. It's going to be a quarterback keeper all the way. He's going to get first down yardage as Mountain Homes finally able to bring him down from Eli Jones. Eli's able to come put a pop on him, but not before he gets first down yardage out to the 46-yard line. 47-yard line. Excuse me. I forgot. Greenbrier has the ball.
They just had a player fall out there, Brad.
Big offensive lineman went down. Here comes the trainer crew. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
All my life. When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers.
And we're back as the player down for Greenbrier there was number 51. Junior, 6 foot, 250-pound Michael Parks. He was able to get up. It looked like he kind of had something going on, and he was able to jump up. He was able to walk off on his own power, so that's good to see. You never want to see a kid get hurt in a game like this. But reset mount or Greenbrier is able to get first down yardage. They had him initially marked at the 46. They've moved it forward to the 47-yard line. That's where they'll start first down and 10 as they're about to cross midfield here. Richardson's going to be in shotgun. He's going to bring Asan in motion to the right. It's going to be a pass. It's going to be a wide receiver screen out to the left. And then Barrett Miller's going to come up and make a tackle after a four-yard gain. Going to get out to the – as he just ekes into Mountain Home territory. Ball's going to be placed right in the middle of the blue Greenbrier Panther in the field here at the 49-yard line.
Kind of looked like Barrett was trying to do the Heimlich there.
He was picking him up. He got a penalty like that on the last time. You got to be careful picking him up and throwing him down like that. Second down and 6 at the 49-yard line. 4:17 left here in this third quarter at the 49-yard line of Mountain Home as Greenbrier gets it into our territory. Richardson's going to be in the shotgun. Hassan's going to be to his left. Richardson's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off to Hassan off the right side. Mountain Home comes up, initially makes contact in the backfield, but Hassan's able to be slippery and get past him as he gets out past the 44-yard line, down to the 43-yard line. Going to be enough for first down yardage.
Hassan's type player, if you don't wrap up on him, you will not bring him down. And
Now the officials are going to look. I guarantee you they're going to
give him
this.
Eye it there, guys. Let's eye it, even though you didn't last time. Oh, yeah.
We're going to bring a chain gang. Man, this is what you live for,
man,
if you're
a chain
gang guy.
This is our first one, I think, this year.
This is what you live for if you're on the chains right here. You get your moment in glory. You get to go out. Do you help the home team or do you hurt the home team?
Man, they're gonna help their team as much as they can, I feel like.
As the chain gang, nice little jog out across the field.
Brad, I'm beyond impressed with the facilities here.
It's awesome.
It is. They got a new scoreboard, new press boxes. I mean, Greenbrier's got it going on.
They're going to mark the clip. You see that official there with the clip on the line. He's going to go the outside or inside of the line. They're going to pull the chain tight, and it's going to be 3 inches short, as the official showed us. Now we're going to bring the ball to the middle, just that short 3 inches. He's going to set the ball down on the left hash. You don't really have to pull the back chain. The guy's got it with the clip. Buddy probably would have told us that.
Are they adjusted the front of the chain? Can you do that? Buddy, we need a console up here.
We need to see what's going on here.
He's like, all right, 2 chain links that you got to go there.
Yeah. It's going to be short. It's going to be third. And that beard from the chain gang guy is pretty impressive.
It is. Got a little Santa Claus going on
there.
He does.
That's pretty awesome coming here this way. Okay, here we go. Third down and 4 inches as Greenbrier is at the 43-yard line of Mountain Home. Mountain Home needs a negative yardage play here. Richardson's going to start in the shotgun, as most Arkansas fans are yelling like, KJ, why are you starting a shotgun on third and short? But then penalty. They did. The offensive line for Greenbrier jumped off. That's going to make this a 3rd down and 5 yards and 4-inch play.
You got to love that if you're a Bomber fan. Tonight's game brought to you by Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty is your Twin Lakes area real estate experts. Looking to buy or sell? Give the dedicated and knowledgeable team at Ozarks a call today.
This is going to change the play call a little bit if you're Greenbrier. Probably going to run the quarterback last play. You still can because Richardson's a pretty good runner here, but he's got to get 5 yards now instead of 4 inches. Mountain Home defense looking for a big stop as Greenbrier has the ball at the 48 just across midfield. A huge third down and 5 with 3:21 left in the quarter. Mountain Home trailing 21-14. Richardson going to send a man in motion. He's looking to pass. Mountain Home's going to get pressure on him. Dover's going to catch him. He's going to get hit and buried back. Big Aaron Martin in on the play.
And Eli Jones.
Dover flushed him up in the pocket. Eli Jones did a great job staying home. And Aaron Martin finishing the tackle as Mountain Home sacks him at the line of scrimmage for just a little bit of a loss of yards. Fourth down and 5 as Greenbrier brings on the punt.
A little saccharoni and cheese.
The snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is away. It's a high kick to the left sidelines. It is going to bounce out of bounds at about the 21-yard line. No, we're going to say 20-yard line. Mountain Home's offense going to take over, first and 10 at the 20. You can tell both coaches don't want to make a call right now to turn this game. You know, it's kind of safe calls, fourth and 5. You might see them go for that a little bit earlier in the year. The game that has this importance, they know what it means. They're gonna make the plays make players, right? Or make the players make plays, right?
How about this defense though so far in the second half?
It's been lights out for Mountain Home. 2:36 left in the third quarter as Mountain Home takes over first and 10 at the 20. Going back to our trips to the left. We're gonna hand off the ball inside. Hubbard's gonna go left. He's gonna cut back right as he drives. There's gonna be a flag on the play come flying in. I'm sure it's gonna be a holding penalty because we've missed 17 against Mountain Home. Hey, so we gotta call some against Greenbrier.
Better not start calling holding. Talking it over.
That side of judge over there he's been blatantly – it's going to be a personal foul. Face mask, okay.
All right.
I take back what I said about you, Mr. Side Judge over there.
Yeah, they won't start calling hold now. They haven't been,
they
side
haven't
night,
been so. All night. I'm pretty sure some fans out here would lose their mind if they didn't. But it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. It's going to push the ball out across the 36-yard line. First and 10, Mountain Home's going to take over there. Yates going to be in the shotgun. He's got trips to his left. He's going to take the snap. He's looking right the whole way. He's going deep. He's got Carr. He's got Jacob Chenoweth running. And Jacob's making a play. Jacob goes up over the defender. Goes inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Bombers! Had trips receivers to the left. Kate throws the ball to the middle receiver. Jacob Chenoweth goes up and over the defender and catches the ball for a strike and touchdown, Mountain Home, to bring this score to within 1 point. Kelso back. Cade is going to stand up like he was going to go for 2 in the swinging gate. He's going to bring his offensive line back to the middle. 2:09 left here in the third quarter as we're set to kick this extra point. Snap is back. The snap is high.
No.
Kelso is going to pick the ball up. He's
going
to pick the ball. Matt Greenbrier is going to pick it up, and they have a chance to run this ball back. He's going to lateral the ball. The play is dead in high school.
Yeah,
the play is dead in high school. That's one thing that we see. Greenbrier's fans are going crazy, but they don't realize the play is dead. We brought in a new short snapper. Nonetheless,
our starting snapper is out. Is out of town.
They snapped it over his head. The ball's picked up. It's going to be 21-20 with 2:09 left in this third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Lindsay's Excavation brings decades of experience in the field of excavation. Their team of skilled professionals is dedicated to providing superior service with every project they undertake. Using state-of-the-art equipment, they tackle projects of all sizes with precision and efficiency. They have the knowledge and tools to get the job done right. Contact them today at 870-405-2423 or visit their website at lindsayexcavation.com.
And we're back here at Greenbrier Panther Stadium in Greenbrier, Arkansas, as Mountain Home went to try to tie the game. The snap was over the head of the extra point. Greenbrier was able to pick it up. They did run it back, but in high school, it is a dead ball once the play is over. You can't run that ball back. You can, and I think maybe even in college, it may be a dead ball. I think the only time you can do it's in the pros. But there's 2:09 left here in the third quarter as Mountain Home set to kick off. Right now, all momentum is pointing towards Mountain Home right here.
It is, but that one point can be critical, Brad. That
can be huge, but the way we're playing right now, hopefully it doesn't matter for us, right?
Our chances. It's the rally hats.
2:09 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home trailing 21-20 in this pivotal game that is going to determine who's fourth and fifth, who hosts a playoff game and who doesn't right here. Corin Morris is down here practicing snap. He's our deep snapper for punting. I'm sure he's practicing snapping for
They put him in some short field goal snaps area. Just trying to work him.
So Kelso set to kick off here. He's going to approach the ball. I'm sure it's going to be a high punch, and it is. It is going to be fair caught by Greenbrier at the 26-yard line. That is where Greenbrier will take over. Mountain Home's defense has been lights out so far this second half. Let's see if we can continue.
Tonight's game brought to you by Baxter Health. Brad, you know on November 1st, Baxter Health celebrated their 60th anniversary.
That is awesome.
It is awesome. We're going to be celebrating all year, but we appreciate Baxter Health for the sponsorship. Sporting's Bomber Sports since 1963.
And they're such a staple in our community and such a lifeline to the things that happen within our community. We appreciate Baxter Health and all they do for Mountain Home area. First down and 10, Greenbrier is going to take the ball at the 26-yard line. They're trying to find some offense as Mountain Home's defense has made some good adjustments here. Richardson's going to be in at quarterback. He's going to send Hassan out in motion. He's going to throw. It's going to be a quick pass out to the left. It's going to be a wide receiver screen. They're going to make a man miss. Man, they're running back. And their receiver shifty as he stays on his feet past the 45 out to midfield. And they're going to mark him down at midfield by Ty Hannaford as they bring Miller out down out there. First down and 10, Greenbrier at midfield. They get these quick passes out to these receivers and make them miss. Make him let him miss. He's going to take the snap. He's going to hand the ball off to Hassan. Hassan's going to get hit in the backfield again and be slippery as Mountain Home's able to finally bring him down as he crosses across the 45 down to the 42-yard line of Mountain Home.
Keep hitting us up in the chat if you're watching on YouTube. Let us know where you're watching from. And one of the questions there was, where's the starting snapper tonight? I believe he's out of town at FFA
National Convention. Yep.
And they were competing for a big title out there. So
they are,
out tonight.
Richardson got it. Ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground. Dover. Let's go. Dover's got to get out of here. He's going to fall on the ball. Pick it up. No, he fell on the ball. Mountain Home had two or three chances to fall on the ball. They are unable to wrangle it as it falls out of our hands. Nonetheless, the ball gets pushed back all the way to the 31-yard line of Greenbrier. A huge loss of play right there. Going to bring up third down and more than a country mile. It's going to be a country 2 miles, we'll call it, right? Mountain Home had a chance for a big change of possession. Dover was right there on it. Couldn't scoop that ball up. It just kept squirting out of his hands. But nonetheless, Mountain Home third down and 28 for Greenbrier as the clock's ticking down to 47 seconds left in this third quarter.
We're trying to climb over each other there, trying to get the kick it up for
him. We didn't know who it was. We were fighting each other, but that's all right. We're trying to get that ball. Third down and 28 as Mountain Home's fans are going crazy. Need to be smart. No penalties here as Richardson takes the snap. There's going to be a flag. It is going to be a delay of game. Going to back them up even more. Going to bring up third down and 33. As Mountain Home fans are getting into this game, third down and 33 with 29 seconds left here in the third quarter. Mountain Home's defense has come out this second half and changed this game for us. They will have to snap the ball one more time, as the play clock is down at 16 seconds and the game clock's at 19. Richardson going to have trips to his right. Hassan's going to be out to his right side. He's going to take the snap. He's looking right. It's going to be a wide receiver screen.
He dropped it.
It is going to be an incomplete pass. Incomplete pass. Fourth down and 33 with 7 seconds left on the third quarter, one which the Bombers have dominated to get us right back in the middle of this game.
And how about this defense, Brad? My goodness, it's a totally different team here in the second half.
Punter for Greenbrier is going to be number 17, Kane Griffin. He's going to look to kick the ball. Barrett Miller is going to be back. It's going to be kicked. It is going to be up. The kick is going to be away. It's going to bounce at the 50, take a high bounce, go 46 to the 40, the 41-yard line. That is where Mountain Home is going to take over at the start of the fourth quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's Kyle McCarn, Mountain Home Junior High School principal.
Everybody has a good time at the junior high. We're so proud of what we've been able to accomplish and all of those things. I think the biggest thing we have going at Mountain Home Junior High is just the culture that we have established. We have a ton of teachers and other staff that are encouraged and uplifting and ready for kids to be in our building so they can just create the best environment for learning.